Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer here at Web Summit in Vancouver. I can't remember how long I've been at Web Summit, Rise, Collision, whatever they want to call it. It's a great community of entrepreneurs, people who want to buy from each other and sell for each other for life. But it takes investors to do that. It takes people to capitalize business. And one of my missions, I have a company called Meltzer Funding, specifically to fund bridge capital to women and women of color, the most underrepresented and most qualified people to invest in. And I have someone who's leading the way and investing into companies and co-investing into companies with me, Evelyn Lee. She's the founder of Vine Ventures Corporation, formerly the Vine Group, an incredible international entrepreneur, an investor, mentor, teacher, financier of private equity and business development. Welcome to the playbook.
Thank you so much, David. It's so kind of you.
It's an honor to have you. I honestly, you're a trailblazer when it comes to investment. And I'd like to start off by seeing what you look for when you're investing in a company. What are one or two things that you look for when you invest in a company?
Always people.
The entrepreneur itself.
Yeah.
And what characteristics are you looking for when you find an entrepreneur you want to invest in?
I think solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Consistent.
Yeah. Committed.
Yeah.
All the basic qualities of a good human being.
So values, what are some of the values? I talk about gratitude, for example.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for someone that's gracious and forgiving. Do you see that interplaying in the success of the entrepreneur?
Yes, absolutely. I think particularly, I've been in this industry for a long time, over 20 years. So seeing so many people, founders, investors, entrepreneurs, partners, just like all the necessary parties that making a venture successful. And at the end of the day, it's really the people that are going to look at or break it.
And being a woman, you've been in over two decades. I'm old enough to know that it's difficult today. I have three daughters, 20, all entrepreneurs, 26, 23 and 21, all entrepreneurs. And they face challenges that I never faced 30, 35 years ago. I couldn't imagine being a woman entrepreneur and in the investment side of things. Have you seen change? Have you seen growth?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I walking into the hall there, I just saw like probably maybe 100 women standing at the other corner. I think there's like a women in tech event happening. And then right before I walk in here, I got a text message from a young entrepreneur from Netherlands, which is met at the event yesterday, August. Organizing host idea comes with the Netherlands. So she did. Hey, how are you, Evelyn?
That's so good. Now, although there's more opportunities and options in for women in entrepreneurship, there still seems to be a deficiency in the capitalization of women. I do think women are better entrepreneurs than men on average. I think the numbers prove that the better investments that you make are in women and women of color. They're much more successful statistically. So if you like the color green, then I think you should be investing in women. But yet the numbers don't reflect that at all. Less than 2% of women and women of color get funded. And that's a big problem. And I think if you take Stanford graduates out of there, the percentage would go even farther down. What can we do to help capitalize more of these women? Now that we have greater equity of opportunity for women, we need to have greater equity availment to fund them.
Yeah, I think fantastic question as well, David. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think it's a big question because this is the mindset of what we all grew up from, like, you know, this going back to, I think, so many generations, how we condition.
Right, yeah.
In conditions, women, you know, I mean, I'm talking about like I born and raised in Asia, but just Hong Kong. So there's a whole bunch of different mentality in Asian culture But now you're talking with you, China 25, but everything happening, right? So much happening. And it has grown to the point, I think the entire space globally are recognizing like the power of women and young women as well. It's just we're in a different time era.
Yeah. And it takes time. Yeah. Things happen very slowly. Then all of a sudden, and I saw that in sports with all the equality and Title IX and other instruments that have been utilized to grow women's sports, and the equality of pay is another area. Now, shifting gears, we both are heavily involved in a company called Rocket Plan. Joe Tolzman is the founder and CEO of Rocket Plan. He is one of those entrepreneurs that we both love to invest in because he has the character, the dedication. I call it the consistent, persistent pursuit of his potential. But it's also the business model that really excited me.
Yeah.
And it's a unique business and a big business.
Yes.
What were some of the aspects that attracted you to Rocket Plan?
I think the most attractive, so powerful is the transformation aspect. It's transforming established industry that are really like half by innovation.
It has no innovation, let's be honest. They still use paper. They still use paper and pencils.
I'm trying to be kind.
Yeah. I'm not kind. Okay. When it comes to contractors, they need to use Rocket Plan, get into the 21st century. It's 2025. You can't use pencils and paper and think that your people are going to get paid. And those people, especially the customers who are living outside their house without food and their kids, completely disruptive. They need to get into their homes faster. And this is an industry that said, it's okay that you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. I use almost 97% of the words you just had this way. Yeah, it's all about helping people at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So I was sharing with some from investors about how I feel. This is such a special venture in the midst of like essentially thousands and thousands of ventures out there, right? It's like, when people lost their home and when for events that came out of the tomorrow, like fire
and floods. Those are the two things. Yeah. And there's more of them every single year. More fires and more floods.
Exactly. And it's powerful. It's a recession of industry.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's fires and floods no matter what the economy is like, and people need to get back into their home. There's so much upside in this business. So we look for growth potential when we invest in businesses and in entrepreneurs. You utilize a strategy of asymmetrical upside.
Yes.
And I was curious because I think a lot of people don't understand the asymmetry and the symmetry in the growth aspect or the upside in a business. How do you see the asymmetrical upside in Rocket Plan?
I think the CEO, founder, Joe, and the team has so well positioned in the execution value. And it's a relatively still young company, just founded a few years ago, but really get into the market just the last couple of years. They have proven with 200,000 paid customers, and most of them, almost 99% of them are at the state of America with some of the big names corporation. So when we do evaluation, looking at a startup or venture, there's risk of, right? There's nothing proven. How do you know? There's always looking at like performers, performers, but this is not about performers. This is about execution. It's already almost like well proven. You know, we created the app, and then the app is already performing and being used by professionals that are in the restoration contractor space with the background of Joe.
Yeah.
He started in that space, so he understands what is important to help those people, right, professionals, and in the United States. I think the number approximately about 50,000 of those. Right? So it's a huge space and
huge.
Lots of potential. So by where they are at now to where that potential will go to is humongously exciting.
It's exponential.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's crazy. One of the other aspects in that exponentiality is the resistance of a conservative, male-dominated contracting business. They don't like change.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell contractors, the only contractor, you know, or person that I've ever met in the business that likes change is a wet baby, because none of you guys like change. You would rather suffer than change.
Yeah.
And one of the things about Rocket Plan is the learning curve is so low.
Yeah.
Like, imagine taking 40 to 100 employees and getting them up and running on something that you've done for decades over lunch,
yeah.
One lunchtime.
Yeah.
That's how easy
yeah.
it is to do. And yet it's very difficult to convince a decision maker in the industry that it's that easy to utilize, but it is.
Yeah.
Getting someone to open their mind first by having these case studies, by having professional people like you with credibility. So it's not just one contractor telling another contractor, it's bigger business people that have seen these models that are putting their credibility and their money on the line to prove the learning curve is little. Have you seen any other strategies at work to shift the resistance that some of these traditional industries and careers have with change?
Definitely, yes. Actually, just as of yesterday, I have a conversation with the startup been around for a few years and essentially doing almost the same, like replacing the legacy system.
Yeah.
Yeah, reducing it out. And there are talking about restaurant industry. So they have over 1,500 customers. So it's just happening.
Yeah. It's interesting because the restaurant industry is a legacy industry. It's an old, there's people who have owned restaurants for hundreds of years. And I equate the success that Toast has had as a POS system,
yeah.
Because people resisted that for years. It was implemented in Europe for years, that type of, and now everybody, it takes minutes to move them over to Toast, and the value and the ROI and the acceleration of EBITDA and all the great things that we see with Rocket Plan. So Rocket Plan is like the Toast for contractors that I see. Let's finish up by talking about legacy.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest one here, maybe at the entire show. And people like to talk about legacy. You start getting lifetime achievement awards, you know you're old. My legacy is based off of junior achievement. I'm the chief chancellor of junior achievement with people like Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, Bob Proctor, who's passed, Mary Morrissey and Sharon Lecter from Rich Dad Poor Dad. I'm also the chairman of Napoleon Hill Institute, Thinking Grow Rich, Outwitting the Devil. Legacy is really important to me, but a lot of people misunderstand legacy. And I'm not talking about the legacy systems in which Rocket Plan replaces. I'm talking about a legacy of being of service and of value, a legacy of image and brand.
Mm-hmm.
Rocket Plan truly has an opportunity to be the new legacy. What are some of the things when you think about building a legacy that are important, since legacy is not inherited?
Are you referring to myself?
Yes.
My legacy?
Yeah.
I always wanted to help people. Always we should contribute. So we are one of the documented internet billions human beings in this world. And this is such an honor and pleasure that you have on this people. Like we at this moment, just two human beings. And we're the very fortunate ones. So I really want to do as much as I can at my lifetime before I leave this body to help me and to empower her. And I give up every single day in a lot of ways.
What I love about you, Evelyn, is that not only do you teach other people, and so people are taught by Evelyn Lee, but they're also caught by her. So by watching her as a trailblazer, as a woman entrepreneur, investor, as a trailblazer to change, to have social impact, by providing people with not only value, but also with opportunity from an end-to-end solution and working with companies like Rocket Plan, with entrepreneurs like Joe Tolzman. I'm excited to do more with the incredible Evelyn Lee, with Vine Ventures Corporation, empowering others to empower others to make a lot of money, to help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun, which we're going to get to do later as well. Evelyn Lee, thank you for joining me here at Web Summit in Vancouver with Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.